Here are our top three at TC. Number one, more energy this week, Mike?
Well, the Packers had a long work week this week. The practices on Tuesday and Wednesday were particularly long. But then today it was scaled back, no pads, just in helmets. The players will not have practice tomorrow leading into Saturday night's game. So they have time to rest, recuperate here. More energy is a must.
Yeah, but the practice times this week were pushed back to like 11:20 in the morning from 8:20 in the morning. Any chance these guys were tired from getting up early so often?
Well, you wonder, not so much tired from getting up early, but from practicing for a few weeks at 8 o'clock and then playing a 7 o'clock game. Mike McCarthy shifted things into regular season mode. The practice times this week were what they are during the regular season, so we'll see if it makes a difference.
Number two, Micah didn't hide.
I tell you, the rookie cornerback from Iowa, he's making a play in practice every day. He had another interception today at the goal line, a nice little snag. We jumped up in front of the receiver. He's really, really taking advantage of those injuries at cornerback. He's getting a lot of playing time. He's probably going to start in St. Louis. Mike McCarthy even said back during rookie orientation when they were doing kind of a punt and kick return thing off the jugs machine, he was so impressed with the way Hyde was tracking the ball down and catching the ball wherever they shot it that he thought about putting him on offense. I mean, that's the kind of athlete this kid is and how impressive he's been early on.
And number three, Van Roten's big chance.
Could be. Greg Van Roten, the Ivy Leaguer, as you like to call him, Vic. Greg Van Roten could start at center in St. Louis because Evan Dietrich Smith missed Thursday's practice with a toe injury. Not sure how exactly that's going to shake out, so we'll see in St. Louis on Saturday night. But it would be a big moment for Van Roten to get a start in a preseason game. Another quick thing on the offensive line, Vic. David Bakhtiari, the left tackle, said after practice today that he's never played in a dome before. So this will be an interesting experience for him, just the preseason. But the Packers have three dome games on the schedule this year, Minnesota, Detroit, and Dallas. So this could be important.
Yeah, but let's not confuse the noise we're expecting in St. Louis Saturday with what you get in, for instance, Minnesota.
No, that's
a different ballgame.
That's certainly true. The first series of the game, it might be kind of noisy. It'll probably get a little quieter after that.
Top three returns next week.